If you want to hear him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I said, Lord, I said, I'm standing in this place. I need to be saying something. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Because we are the shepherds. I believe shepherds, or shepherd is whatever you want to call it. They supposed to take care of the flock. Amen. And so I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus. So I'm going to let you say it. Let you tell it, because I feel that way, because the Holy Spirit has been teaching me. I've been up here a long time, brother. Yes, I ain't just started.
At least a day or two. Well, God bless y'all. Can be seated. I was talking to Brother Turner last night. I said, we know some big things are happening, but we don't know what it is. We don't know as a church how to pray for it. So he gave me some understanding of what we need to pray for. The prayers we did last year about the October, the money change, we postponed it. We didn't eliminate it, but we did postpone it. All the money has already been printed. They're just holding it. So they will be changing our currency. There is collusion. I don't know if you know that word, but it's between the president and Congress. They've given him permission to do whatever he wants to do. And so there's been a lot of decisions that's been made behind closed doors that the American people do not know. He said March 28th is going to be a big thing that they're going to try to do. So it's up to us to pray. And this, he told me how we need to pray. When you start praying, don't get distracted. Don't let anything change your focus. Pray until you get into the anointing. But the anointing is not enough. You have to pray through the anointing until you get to that quiet place with God where that still small voice can speak to you. He said that's when he's going to tell you secret things. If you don't want to know what God's wanting you to do, pray through the anointing to that quiet place. That's where you'll find your answers. That's where you'll be assured, because they are trying to change what Christianity is. Because if we don't do our jobs this year, I can't say what the form of Christianity will be next year. Because they're trying to make major changes to change for the next two generations, where you won't have the same freedoms. You won't have a lot of things you take for granted. So his main thing said pray, 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 especially for March 28th. And the end of this year is going to be a mess. So I'm not trying to scare anybody, but be prayed up. Know your God. Have a relationship with him that is unswavering, that no matter what happens, you will trust him. You will believe him, because he will take care of you.
Thank you, brother. Well, I think the church know we got to pray. Let me see y'all know we got to pray. Yes, Lord. We have really been praying, and we, you know, so I thank God, because this is a praying church. But we need to know how to pray and what to pray. And I know one Wednesday we was here, and Brother Al saw a little Muslim boy up here in the spirit. So I know we on the right track.
Yeah, so
well, okay.
He said, pray that Hillary Clinton shows out who she really is. Because what you see is not what you get.
I ain't seen nothing, because I don't listen to her. Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, the Lord has been speaking to us. You know, and I'm telling you, keep your ears open. You know, and I love Brother Turner. You know, and I love other prophets, too. I have people that I listen to. And they've been saying the same thing. They've been saying, you know, about what's going to happen. And you know, you feel it. You know, we ain't going to go skip to Malou. You know that. We know this. So I think the best thing for us to do is get our minds on Jesus.
Yes.
Hello. And, you know, don't do like the saints did back in Acts. They say some of the saints, they just sold everything they got and went to sit down and prayed and fasted for Jesus to come. And they ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? He had to get them up from there, you know. So we know we're going to work until he comes.
Right.
I said we're going to work until he comes. Yeah. Amen. Because praise, that's what he left us here for. Praise the Lord. So he's coming, and I was telling sister, and I tell her, I say this in church, you wasn't born in 1755. You born in 1900, and you in this generation. I just feel that whatever's in this generation, the Lord will supply us with it.
Yes.
if we pray to keep us going through this generation. We will have enough to go through. We will not be the foolish virgins. We're going to be asking God every day to give us some oil. Keep your lamps burning, child. Don't keep your lamps burning. Keep your lamps burning. Because once he get up and shut the door, you can't get in. He going to give us, we're going to be understanding all of that, Brother Mark. You wait and see. It's going to be some, I'm telling you. So it's time to grow up. Say grow up. Be real. Love God. And one another. Turn, what we supposed to do? Take up the offering now? It ain't that many people. Do we have to take the offering up now? Amen. For y'all's sake, I'm going to let y'all take the offering up now. I'm just letting her get away today because I want to keep the service on her. I want to really, I just really thank God for what he's doing. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We're glad to see Sister Davis back there. Sister Kay Davis. I've been really praying for her. And how you doing, Kay Davis? That's good. Glad to see you. God is so good. Yes, Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord left here, he left people and he left instructions. And sister was telling me, because I don't did went all through there and cried all through there, the Old Testament, the hard-headedness and the stiff-neckedness of the people. But this generation, I'm hoping that. But I do know God going to have a people. Now, whether you want to be one or not, that's up to you. But God going to have a people. He's going to have a people that's going to obey him. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. But, beloved, I will say this to you, and y'all can just, y'all know me. People that know me know how, you know. Anyway, keep your money in your pocket. Keep your money in your pocket. It's fool's gold, that lottery. I was praying, say, God, don't let no one person win that lottery. They'll never be the same. And number one, the mafia, the this and the that and the that. You don't think, especially this person got online, I said, oh, have mercy upon them. We're living in another day. We living in a day where people don't care about nothing. When they put a gun up in the car and shoot you, come on now. They don't care nothing about you. And I said, let me tell you something. God got many ways to bless you. The money belongs to God. The cattle up on 1,000 hills belong to God. All he got to do is send an angel down here and fill your bank account up if that's what he wants to do. He can give you some money. He can give you some money. That's fool's gold. Inspect the Bible speaks against it. It's a scripture about people getting rich overnight. It's not good. It's not good. And it's not godly. Keep your money in your pocket. Ain't but $2. Yeah, but then you talking about you can't pay your bills. I mean, that thing had people just stirred up, I'm telling you. Had to go by, so I'm not buying nothing. Yeah, but now if I win, I say, yeah, to be sanctified, give me some of it. But I ain't going out there and putting their dime to get them folks. Their dime. Drive some people crazy. Now, some people can do something, you know what I'm saying? But I felt so, my heart was so sad. I said, God, please, please, don't let none of my people get all that money. What are you going to do with all that? You can't live on it. You got to, you know, all the mess you got to go through to get things straightened out. You know, you wasting time. Jesus coming, you up there trying to find out how you going to keep this money. Can you imagine trying to get a bank to take all that kind of money? Get out. Ain't no one bank going to take it. And you still, you running around here. You ought to be praying, but you running around here. It just takes too much time. Sin and take too much time. Take too much time out here. Amen. Well, sister, now God ain't in that. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. God don't have to do that to bless you. I say he don't have to do that to bless you. He got many ways of blessing you. I know a lady, in fact, this brother told us, Brother Mark, brother Forward, he needed something from God. And see, the whole thing about it is what the Lord told us this morning about prayer. I'll get to it. Just give me time. He told us about prayer. See, you'd rather do that than to pray. If you pray, God see your needs. He will answer your prayer. Shelly, did you play the lottery? No. God answered her prayer. God, well, not that time you didn't. God answered, you know, God will answer your prayer. I say, God will answer your prayer. I say, God will answer your prayer. I know of a brother, he said, he gave this testimony. He said he was driving a car. And the Lord said he needed some money. The Lord said, pull over. So he pulled over like the Lord said. He said, look in the carburetor. Look in your carburetor. He said, what? Look in your carburetor. So he kept on hearing this, and he said, well, I'm going to try the spirit. He looked in the carburetor, and somebody had stuck a $100 bill down in the carburetor. God got money everywhere. God got money on the trees. God got money everywhere, Clay. I'm telling you now. Brother Ford said he was down, needed money really bad, or something. He got into some kind of, you know, mess. And so when he went back in the bank, he was just, you know, he said, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the lady said, what you back in here for? She said, oh, this is paid. And it's such a, how much money was in his account? This angel had come in looking like him and paid his money off. See, y'all don't believe God like that, but you better come on. God is who he say he is. God can do anything. I'm tired of this God that can't do nothing. I'm not serving that one. I'm serving this one. I'm serving. I'm glad you came today. You know, I'm glad y'all came. Got over that, you know, because the devil just will do you in. I mean, he'll just mess you over. He'll tell you that you can't do nothing, that you ain't worth nothing. But I'm telling you, when this brother testified, somebody called me about they saw him. Shelly was telling me she saw Brother Keenan. And he said, God is so great. He said, do you know that the God who made the universe, and you know how the people can show it, and they show the universe. They show this big, beautiful sky going across, all of the spans. And he said, that lives in you. I said, oh, my God. I said, oh, God, that, oh, my Lord. I said, oh, God, hallelujah. The God that made the heavens lives inside of you. Oh, Jesus. It just blew my mind, hell. You know, this is revelation. It comes through revelation. Because as long as your flesh is laughing, you ain't going to never believe that. But the Bible says that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And unless we believe this, I don't know how we're going to make it through here. Because it's going to be some tough stuff here. The Lord told me this morning in prayer, I was up a couple hours. He said, it's going to be some tough stuff coming pretty soon. I said, Lord, I don't understand what it is, but I know it's going to be some tough stuff. We deserve it. The way we acting. Let's go over into Romans. Amen. Y'all don't already preach. I'm going over to Romans. Is it Romans 4:17? It is written, you got it. I'm going to show you. Now, we done read this 50 dozen times. You done heard this in church. But sometimes when the Holy Spirit tell the minister, then there's something you missed in it. You know, it's something you miss. Because you read the word thousands of times. And you go back and say, wow. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking about Abraham, right? Before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. There's coming a faith in God's people. This may be, I'm just telling you. There's coming a faith in God's people. Well, you're going to call things. Everybody ain't going to see this, but I can't help it. That you don't see as though they were. That's coming to some of God's folk. If you want it. But Sister Davis, I'm telling you, honey. This God I've been studying and reading about all my life and seeing as I grew up. This is the God my heart desire. I said, God, I ain't seen nobody that I want to live like. I don't see nobody that I want to copy off of. I just want you. That's what you better say. I say, because man make mistakes. Man is weak. But there's no weakness in you. And so all I see, Lord, is you. Now, don't think you ain't going to get called on this thing now. I was praying like that. Here come the devil. I said, you done come too late now. You know, God done told me that he live in me now. You forget it. Because he lives in me. Say he lives in me. You're not lying. He lives in you. If you saved, full of the Holy Spirit, he lives in you. I say, you. And I'm going to tell you something. I said, Lord, you show me how to do this. Because every believer needs the Holy Ghost. Every believer needs to be filled with oil. They need to be filled. They need to be filled up to the, running over. Yeah. Every believer. Now, the church done made it hard. The church done messed it up. But I'm telling you, we're going to pray. I said, we're going to pray until the presence of the Lord is here. Like he been, but in a heavier way. And coming down and sitting up on the people. And ain't nobody going to have to tell you to do nothing. But the presence of the Lord is going to do something for you. That's the prayer we're going to pray. We're going to pray until. Somebody, they said, well, you know, I don't think it's going to be no more. That's your problem. You know, I'm not going to be praying like God ain't got nothing up there left. He ain't touched what he wanted. He ain't done for the church what he wanted to do for the church. I said, he ain't done for the church. Now, listen to this. Now, y'all going to get mad with me. But he said he coming out the church without a spot. A wrinkle. Or a blemish. Now, if you go back in the Old Testament and study, when they offered up them calves, they couldn't have nothing. They couldn't have no bad eyes. They couldn't have nothing. Let that sink in. Because that's what he said. And I've been telling him, I said, God, you said that. Yeah. I said, you got to heal because you said that. I said, I want to go. Now listen. I know there's so many teachings in the church that, you know, left behind and we're going to be left down here and one's going to go up and then somebody left and they're going to be trying to live right. You ain't live right now. How you going to live right then? You can't even live right now. How you going? You scared now to die. You scared now to even walk out your door. Come on now. Come on. You better try to get out here on that first train. I told Lord, don't leave me down here. Do not leave me down here. Y'all praying that. Y'all go and pray something. I said, I don't know how this thing's supposed to go, whether it's first, second, or whatever, because you did say two would be taken, one would be. I said, but let me be that one gone, because I don't want to be down here. Now, there's many teachers I don't fool with because I don't know what, you know. You understand what I'm saying? But I know what it say. I know what Jesus said. Amen. I was studying the five wise and foolish virgins. Got me all confused there. Because they say they was bridesmaids. I said, wait a minute now. They bridesmaids, then what is this about here? Now, in the Jewish wedding, they was bridesmaids. because I've studied, I've been on a Jewish study, I've been under Jews for years. And then I talked a wedding one time. Under that, they were. Because the bridesmaid, if you look at a Jewish wedding right now, when they get married, they have mama, daddy, something, they go around the bride and the groom. They keep going around in circles. You know, well, what, in the Bible days, they held lamps up, and they would go around in a circle around the people that was, you know, so that's what this bridesmaid would do. We ain't going to teach that on anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Just get ready to get out of here. But pray that you go home on the morning train. Because the evening train may be too late. Okay, let me get back to the faith. God help me. Oh, Jesus. And being weak in faith, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deafness of Sarah's room. And now our flesh is saying, yeah, but that was back in the Bible days. Greater promises. Greater promises. Greater things. A greater day. And being fully persuaded, say, Lord, I want to be fully persuaded. Lord, let me be fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. I heard Shelly say that. She's fully persuaded. She told me that yesterday. I don't care what long it takes. I got it in my mind what God has showed me I'm going to be. And I don't care what it takes. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to be waiting when he comes. That is what, hallelujah. You got to be waiting when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I just been waiting and waiting. People prophesy, they say this and that to me. I'm still waiting. Don't let that devil fool you. You wait on. That's right. If God said it, it's going to be. Yeah. Now, if he didn't say it, it ain't going to be. But he'll let you know, if he said it, it's going to be what he said. I say, it's going to be what he said. I don't care how impossible it seems. My daughter Bridget and them, they can run this flow. They can just run them down and run around. Honest to goodness, they can run around. But for years, that's all she, Mama, I want the Lord to give me a nice house. We went in houses. We claim houses. We did everything. Everything. She said, Mom, I'm getting older. I don't. And Ronnie said, we're going to get a house. So when that house over there, that $300,000 thing came for, I just love it, Ronnie. I'm sorry. When it came up for dibs, somebody called and said, oh, they could sell that house for $160 like it's staying. Y'all been over there? They could sell it for $160 like it's staying. Well, Bishop, I ain't got that kind of money, Mama. But they kept believing. And Rhonda said, God going to get this to us. God going to touch that woman. That touch that woman, that poor woman, poor little thing. She got in the... Woo! But she was a beautiful person anyway. I just love her. I talked to her. She's a beautiful person. And she gave that house to them for what, you know. Now people tell me, y'all got that house too cheap. Y'all got to pay so-and-so. Ronnie said, we just going to stay right here. And wait on the Lord. Now they done had another rumor going around. They going to buy up all of. I said, Lord, you know, you just too much. You're too much. Because now the property going to be way up. And let me tell you something about this property. You may not know this. It was zoned for a commercial. See, because it was a girl that I knew was buying the property, and they zoned it for her to have a daycare. In fact, the business, the next door property was supposed to be a daycare there. So the property is zoned commercial, and you know what I mean? You know how much commercial property costs more? Get on out of here. What I'm telling you is, you serve the Lord. I'm going to think about this girl that I'm dealing with. I said, oh, my God, I just pray for her. So I was supposed to pick her up and... Her auntie died, and she called me this morning. I'm glad she called me, though. She did call me. She said, Sister Davis, something done come up in the family. Because she told me yesterday, come and get me. Come and get me. She said, but something done come up in the family. I can't come today. I said, I'll be up there next week to get you. You know, I'll come up there and get you next week. But people don't know when they serve the Lord, what you can get. You don't know. God will take care of you. I say God will take care of you. I remember we started this little work. We was in the city. And we was at Ronnie, at your house, Ronnie. You remember we used to come to have Bible class at your house? No, you don't remember that. You don't remember that. You sure don't remember. We used to come and have Bible study at your house. And it was a boy named Henry. He had two cars. And the Holy Ghost was moving in that house, so move, just moving. Praise the Lord. He took the keys and gave it to you, Ronnie. You don't remember. He said, I got two cars. You take this one. You just don't know what God got. You need a car. God got cars. Why you think Ford is the only one got a car? A Lexus. Or whoever. God got what we need. All you got to do is wait on him. All you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you, ain't nothing he can't do. You'll never get in a place that you can't get out of if you trust in God. And so Abraham, the Lord told me to tell y'all not to cast your faith away. That's what he told me to tell you. I'm going to read that scripture. He said, and being fully persuaded. Okay, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness because he believed that Jesus had not died then. Now it was not written for his sake alone. See, this one wrote just for him, that it was imputed unto him. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we are wrote down against, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. I can see people preaching once in sin, once in faith, and never out. How they preach that? Once saved and always saved or something like that. That ain't so. Because if you don't obey God, you gone, honey. I don't mean to flip. Listen, we got to preach that. I got to tell y'all about that. Stay around here long enough, I'll explain it to you. Praise the Lord. But you're going to love Jesus. I said, you're going to be loving Jesus. You're going to be loving Jesus. Hebrews 10, 20, 35. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Because Abraham can tell you about that. Shelley can tell you about that. Praise the Lord. Didi can tell you about that. It has great. Don't cast it away. Don't cast your cup. Keep believing in God. Well, since that, no, you keep believing in God. Because God knows who's in this place. God knows what you're going through. God knows where your faith is. Listen to this. For you have need of patience. Boy, ain't that something, that patience stuff. That this flesh is something else, ain't it? That after ye done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Whatever he promised you, whatever he promised, if he promised you, it's going to be. I don't care. It's going to be if he promised it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, for yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by what? But if any man draw back now, he said, my soul don't have no pleasure in him. God ain't got no pleasure in you drawing back and disbelieving what he done said. You going through trials, and don't look, you know, through your trial, it look like, I don't know if God going to ever do this. God don't feel good about you saying that. He don't feel good about me saying it. He don't want us to say that. If he said he gonna do it. Now this is what he been teaching me. He said, see, you talk too much. You talk too much. And you talk yourself out of a lot of things. But if you would dare believe God, this is man. This is man. My son called me yesterday and he said something that was way off. And I said to the Lord, I said, you said it's over. I said, I don't care what he say. I said, Lord, my mouth is going to change. I'm not going to say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been praying for 20 years because I have. I done fast. I pray fast and prayed for my son. I said, but I don't care what they say. I said, because you said. I said, you said. I said, you said you're going to save my children. You said it. And so I'm walking in it. Now I'm trying to teach you something the Lord teaching me now. Walk in belief. If he said it. You see? It's not cute. Well, I'm human. You better get superhuman now. Walk in belief. You holding on to something that God, and it looked like it's a long time coming. Just walk like you got it. You know, walk say, no. The Lord said, The Lord said, this is mine. Like he said, no, anybody going to get this house? I don't care who put in for it. No, this is my house. I don't care who put in for this. This is mine. And what God says mine is mine. God loves it. You say he don't sit there and let you act like that. And he goes, well, they need to do. No. He goes, look at my child. Look at him. I mean, she really, ooh. Get on down there and do what they want. Angel, go down there. Go ahead and get it done. And then he'll do it more. What? Bless you. How he going to bless you? Exceedingly. Abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We learn that thing. I think a lot of times we ain't got them. We ain't really did it in faith. All right. We didn't do it in faith. Because we take for, see, that's what God trying to teach us. This is what he's saying today. He said this was wrote for our understanding, our to help us the way Abraham did. Now Abraham walking around here calling himself Abraham, father of the nations, and he sitting up here ain't got no. What are you talking about? And then calling Sarah, princess. Yeah, she sure is. Don't think now just because that was wrote and we don't understand what's in there. We know people. I mean, he just beside himself. Humans don't understand what God is doing. People that don't know God don't understand what he's doing. He don't understand what he's doing in your life. How did they going to understand? The Bible say they don't understand. So they can't understand what they're doing. So if you're walking in faith, you're going to have some people that don't understand faith thinking you crazy. The Lord said so. Just so, yeah, sure. You said that last year. You know, your name going to be on the marquee. People going to talk about you. Yeah. Somebody going to get some help today. If we're going to try this. Pastor doing this too. I'm walking in faith. I'm walking in faith for my son. I am. I told God, I said, I don't care what the devil say. I said, he don't tell me what to do. I said, no. And I told God what I want. I said, it shall be. I declare it. I decree it. I said, I decree it. I declare it. I said, I stand on it. I believe it. And I think we get a lot done if we would just walk in faith. Walk in faith. Yeah, we human. We got human feelings. But it's time to walk in faith. For the just shall live by his faith. We're going to have to do it. It ain't easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. Because some came yesterday and I told God, I said, wait a minute. Wait. Then I thought what that boy, that man said. Anybody that live in Christ should be persecuted. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said, I could be something worse. So I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. I said, I just want to thank you. Thank that I'm persecuted. Thank you. Then he said, count it all joy. Now that ain't easy. If you think that's easy, you try. You're going to try. Let me see y'all that's going to try to walk this way now. You got to. You got to walk this way if you want to get closer and go on with the Lord. You got to walk this way. Because he got to help people that's going to believe him in spite of it all. When I told somebody, she might have heard it. When the revival broke out in Indonesia. The Lord will send them out in groups. Well, you know, it's always going to be somebody that. Well, one thing I just love about this brother, he told how they went to a place and the man died. And in Asia, they don't have the things we have, you know, to do with the dead. He said about 3 days, they stinking. And said, Lord, I said, first they missed it first. They missed one time, the Lord told them. So this time, this man had died in the village. The Lord said, if y'all go up there, join hands and pray and sing, I'll raise him. The devil said, you just a big fool. You going to be standing over that stinky man. And when you open up your mouth, all that stuff going to get in your mouth. All that stench off from that dead body. He said, going to get up in there. And Brother Mel said, look, we let the Lord down one time. And let me tell you what they did. This, when they were supposed to raise this other dead lady, they went, they said, let's all pray. You getting this thing to Jack again? No, I don't think we better do it this time. You know, they talked to son, they felt so shame. I could just see it. I laughed at the thing when I read it. He said, so this time, he said, we can't let the Lord down this time. So they got up there. They started singing. Watch it now. That dead man just stanking up the place. They have the flies, you know, just stinking. I know because we went to a funeral one time. They didn't involve this man good, and Lord, we had to leave. I had never smelled a body like that. But the second song, he still didn't move. They sung three songs, he still didn't move. Five songs, he still didn't move. Now, folks, they just acting stupid. You know, you hear people talking. About six songs, he still didn't move. But on that seventh song, I say on that seventh song, he started moving his toes. He started moving his hands. And the Lord brought that man back to life. He lived and won many souls to Jesus Christ. People got saved. Let me say this to y'all. Our country is full of Muslims and all these people who've never seen God. I know why he's teaching this. Because you ain't going to just go out and take your Sunday school lesson to these people. Forget it. You got to show them something. They're going to see something. Brother Sid said, you got to show a Jew something. You can't just tell a Jew this. You got to show it to them. And many people, listen, these things was for the winning of souls. This is why the Lord going to do these kind of things. Now, when I told you what the dream I had, the signs wanted the milk, it ain't to lift up no man. It's to exalt Jesus, and it's to bring people to Christ. Because this generation, you can't just talk to this generation. You're going to have the gifts of the Spirit and everything else. And you stay here, you're sure going to get it because I'm sure after it. Yes, I told the Lord today, I said, praise the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, David said he need 10,000 tongues. I said, give me 10 and I'll be okay. Let me speak in 10 different tongues, and then when I speak in them, then I'll come back for 10 more. Amen. Let me say, all I can say is this. Let us walk in faith. Yes, let us train. It's not going to be easy. Train yourself not to talk down. You know, girl, I don't know what's whatever you're going through. Stephanie, you got a good way to walk in faith because, you know, she's holding on to something. But hold on to it and declaim it. Yes. Say, this thing is mine. You said, Lord, by your word that you da-da-da-da-da, and I declare it, and I decree it, and this is mine. So when something else comes, say, oh, no, you ain't coming here. No, this is mine. I'm going to tell you something else. We live in a day, and I'm going to let you go. We living in a day when the Lord is moving by his Spirit. He's doing things. And we had prayed for this boy, and on the back of his, you know, we prayed for this boy, there's something wrong with his ankle. And when we prayed for him at 1 o'clock, I said, well, y'all write the time down. Hell yeah. She said, at 1 o'clock, the Lord touched him. He went up the stairs, and the next day that symptom came back. But see, you're going to be taught. You ain't letting the devil bring no symptoms back. If you healed, you healed. Amen. And you let that devil know you healed. Oh, no, you ain't coming here. Amen. You better get out of here. Amen. You say, well, God, yeah, he did. When God do something, it's done. Amen. And I said, well, but you think the devil going to just sit back? No, you got to learn how to keep what God give you. I thought I'd put that in there. It ain't a lot of time that people don't get healed. It's just when they get healed, when the devil come back, they'll say, oh, I didn't get it. Oh, he didn't do it. You know, in your heart, you knew you walked out praising God. Oh, I know the Lord done did this. I know he done done that. And then soon you get back, the devil come, and then you say, oh, he didn't do it. Is God a lie? He did do it. Especially if you had the glory and you had the victory and you walked out the church praising the Lord. He done it. And so you take your stand today. This is mine. God did it. Devil, you ain't getting it. Let him know. Y'all look at the war room. That was pretty good. Where that girl walked out, she said, she walked out the door and walked out. She said, by the way, this is my house, and you ain't coming here taking my kids, and you're not going to do nothing to my marriage. Now, you know, like she was talking to the devil. Y'all saw the war room. And then she walked back in and slammed the door, you know. I thought, I said, oh, you ought to let that bull out of there. Make sure you don't slam the door. He's still there. You should walk the door and say, get out. Get out. That's what we did, didn't we, Jackie? Get out of here. You can't stay here. You don't belong here. You got it in you. You got it in. Raise your hands. You got it in you. Say, Lord, I'm going to receive it this morning. What is mine? And I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to talk in it. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to decree it. In Jesus' name. God bless all of you. Stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.